Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is the midweek special. This is our Wednesday little snippet of stuff that comes up in the week. And, maybe what we're going to talk about this weekend show as well. I'm looking forward to it. I'm back in town now, so it's nice to be sleeping in my own bed and be taking on those projects around the house, which is a lot of fun. But, my next trip, not for a little bit, going to be heading out March 11th. To the Ideas Show in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. If you are a contractor or a builder or even a lumberyard or anything out that way in that Philadelphia area, head over to ideasshow.org and register, and or you can visit your independent lumber dealer in the area and be a part of the show. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a one-day show. And then for all you people over in WEEU country on the 12th, I'll be over in the morning show there doing a special Thursday edition of Around the House with Eric G. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I don't want you to miss that one. That'll be special for you guys in that area. Well, I wanted to talk about a few things today. One of them important is, you know, over here in northeastern Oregon, where we've got a fair amount of legacy listeners, they have had in Pendleton and all the way up into Walla Walla, up into the Blue Mountains, they have had some horrible flooding. There are hundreds of homes destroyed up there and a lot of people that had lots of high water. I've got a friend who's got a business in Pendleton that had 3 feet of water into it, and it's a tough one. And so all you people out there in KONA country and KLBM country in LeGrand, you know, all of you, I'm really thinking about you guys out there. And I wanted to give some tips today that if you've got a flooded home, what to do about that to see if you can get yourself back where you need to be. Now, first off, of course, you need to get the water down and make sure your power and utilities are off. So that way you don't have any other fires or don't have any gas leaks and things like that. That is the first key to all this. Then we got to get all the wet stuff and the inorganic materials out. But first, what I'd like you to do is make sure you call your insurance agent before and see if they're going to cover you. Now, if you don't have flood insurance, sometimes you're out of luck. But I still want you to make that call to make sure that there's not a way for you to get some help with that. Because if there was some kind of a failure that created this, it might not be a flood. It could be a natural disaster, which could be different. So always call your agent first and make sure that they are going to refuse to help you before you start taking this on all by yourself. Because in a perfect world, all of a sudden you're going to have a flood restoration company coming out there that's going to be drying things out professionally, and they're going to be able to do it so much better than you can in a DIY project. So I just want you to make sure that you've got that taken care of professionally, and that's your first option one. Now, if it's not and you're on your own, once you go through and make sure that you get all that insulation out, you get all that wet material, you know, belongings, everything out of the house, because my goal is to get all the wet and organic materials out of there. That's the mud, that's the dirt, that's the tree branches, that's anything in there that could help create mold, because we got to get this thing dried out as soon as possible, because mold is already growing in there by the time you walk in that door. So now you got to get in there. Second of all, I want you to go through and clear out any insulation. Maybe it's crawl space. You know, if you've got a basement, get that all pumped out. Get all the water out of there. Then, of course, get all the mud and dirt scooped out of there and get it down to the bare subfloor. Then I want you to go around and cut the sheetrock up and get into dry sheetrock. You know, maybe it's 6 inches. Maybe it's 2 feet. Go around and carefully make a nice line around there and get that sheetrock off. Then so you can get the rest of that insulation out of there, because that water is going to continue to drip out. And it's just going to keep wicking up those walls. So I want you to make sure you get that taken care of. And then, of course, the next step is going to be called drying it out. I want you to get as many dehumidifiers in there as you can and fans and get that as dry as possible. That way you can start the rebuilding process. Now, I want you to do your research because there's a lot of different ways to do this, but you're going to need to put some kind of mold and mildew inhibitor in there to keep that from stopping. Because just because you're drying it out doesn't mean it's not there. So I need you to go through. Some people will go through and use some of the different mold inhibitors, and then they'll go through and, paint it all with a Binz or a Kills, sealing primer to keep anything else from coming through there. But I really want you to get it dry first and get that cleaned up. And then after you've taken a moisture meter, not just going around, I don't want you going around and just taking a look at it. I want you to make sure you hit a moisture meter around there. Now, here's the problem. I saw that there's a lot of single and double wide homes out that way, mobile homes that got destroyed. That's going to be a tougher battle for a couple reasons, just because how they construct those things. That's going to be a harder one because you've got paneling. It's going to be harder to restore back. And to be honest, some of those, it's probably not going to be cost effective for you to actually restart over on those. You might just be, it might not be affordable to rebuild that or healthy. Now, one of the things before you get sheetrock put back up on this thing, I want you to do some mold tests and stuff and have somebody come in and make sure, or do it yourself. And if you need some help on doing it yourself, I've got some contacts. So hit me up on a message over on aroundthehouseonline.com and I'll help you with that. Or just jump over to Facebook, Around the House with Eric G, and we'll get you going with that. Because before you seal this whole thing up and call it good, I want to make sure you don't have any air quality issues inside that you need to deal with. Because if you cover it up with drywall and you still have it back there, and that could cause some health issues down the road. So make sure that you've got that dialed in and it's worth that extra test. If it takes you a day or two to get some results back, whatever, it's going to be better off than what you're doing, because we don't want, mold issues and asthma and all those things to come back around because you had this flood. So, all right, if you have any questions, feel free to get a hold of us over at Around the House with Eric G. We'd love to help you with that. You can hit us up at aroundthehouseonline.com. You can message us on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G, or head over to our number there in the 24-hour studio line at 971-233-8992. And I just want you to really take care over there, because I know that, the freeways were closed. There was just a ton of water everywhere. And more water than I've seen in a lot of time over there, because I kind of grew up in that area. So you guys be safe over there. These tips work for everybody else out there as well that is trying to battle, high water situations, because these floods can happen just about anywhere. All right, everybody, coming up this weekend, we've got a great Around the House for you. We've got callers. We've got a lot of callers that are coming in on this one. So hour number one, we've got callers. And then hour number two, we've got David Supple, who is from New England Design Build. And he is a, not really a licensed architect, but he is a architecture student that graduated with his architecture degree. And he's mixing that in with a design build company, coming from a little bit different angle than most other design build companies. So I thought it was an interesting, and maybe for some architects and designers out there, somewhat controversial as well, because he's a lively one and you don't want to miss this one. And that's coming up this weekend on Around the House. All right, everybody, have a great week. We'll see you on Saturday.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.